Thank you. Welcome home. In Madhuban, when you enter the Pandav Bhavan, have a seat. In Pandav Bhavan, when you enter the gate, what is written? Welcome to Bap Dada's home, your home. So the same word is connected with all other premises, campus in Mount Abu. Baba is always welcoming children with his arms open. Did you feel that? When you came, whenever you came, how many of you felt like that? Baba was welcoming with his arms open. Aao bachche, come child. You have come after long time, 5,000 years. Come home. Did you feel coming home? Or coming to the office? Come home, right? So what is the sign of coming home? The home is there. Home is where there is heart. There are houses, better houses. But home is home. That is where the love, the belonging, the heart is present. And so you have already physically entered. Entered which place? God's home. The highest pilgrimage place. The, what you call the top point, the land of transformation, the land of tapasya, the land of blessings. You can make a long list of the importance of the place where you have entered. Right? So coming to Madhuban is like coming to Batti. Retreat. So what we need to do first, we have to make sure before we enter into the Batti, I must say goodbye to all the people, all the things that I have left behind and come here. So the challenge is not to get pulled towards anyone, anything that you have left and come. That's very important. You know, when we are in our country, we are thinking, oh, I'm going to Madhuban this time, I'm going to Madhuban, we have to prepare. So we are in Madhuban when we are in our country. And after coming here, oh, I don't know what is happening in our country. What is my relative doing? What is in the house? So no, that is not being here. Even though you are physically here, your mind is still there. So first thing I would like you to do, you have physically entered the doors of Madhuban. You are most welcome by Baba. But now make sure that you have say goodbye to everyone for the next two weeks. So that means like in the Batti, what Baba did, 14 years. No lockets came, no letters were returned, no phone calls were made. They were totally in another world. So I would also suggest physically, no point remembering them, no point remembering your work, no point what you have left halfway. Forget about it. You are here now, just be here. Right? That is first thing. Now second thing is also, you know, this is a spiritual place, isn't it? We have come to the spiritual pilgrimage place. We have come to the sacred place. So we have to make sure we don't make ourselves, look ourselves like a businessman. Make ourselves like a person who is working. So what I would suggest, if possible, you don't use your phone as much as possible. Because you don't have local phones anyway, you don't need to call anybody locally, right? And so internationally also, you can turn off your phones. Unless maybe once a day at night when you go to room, you can open your phone, and if there is any urgent call, you attend. Otherwise, many times during the day, sitting in the classroom, doing meditation, the phone is ringing, and nothing serious. What did you eat today? Did you sleep well? Is everything okay? Just to say hello, hello. So, before you begin your day this evening, if you want to make one phone call, tell them, please, don't call me to just say hello, hello. We are all okay here. So I will call you when I'm leaving. So keep yourself free from other mundane conversations outside Madhuban. And thirdly, what is very important is that one is bag and the other is baggage. We carry, Bags, okay, we have brought it. But baggage, I think we have to release from our mind. Before entering into the bhati, we have to release some old sanskaras, some old thoughts, some past. Whatever is bothering you, whatever worries you, whatever stops you from running fast, flying, check all that and make a list of it, write a list and put it in letterbox in Baba's room today. So finish that I am not going to touch them anymore. I have to do that because otherwise I cannot take the full benefit of what is happening here. So it is like, these are some of the conditions before we dive deeper into what we want to experience. So after that, physically we prepare ourselves. Now, mentally, what preparations I need to do? Especially, what my suggestion is that every morning, at least for 4 hours, from the time you wake up at Amrit Vela until Murli is over, keep total silence. No lips, no talking through lips, no talking in the mind. No writing and talking. Actually, there is no need. You don't have any business here. You don't have anything to go for shopping. You can ask the list what to shop. You don't even have to think about cooking. So just enjoy being with Baba. What it means to be in the subtle region. See, they are moving around in the subtle region, but no talk and no sound is coming through. So try 4 to 8 in the morning, total silence. Total silence. So then only I know I am soul conscious. Soul consciousness is when my mind, intellect and sanskaras are aligned with each other. They are in harmony. So I have total peace. I am Om already. So just try to create your routine from the beginning of the day. And I would also suggest that as soon as you wake up in the morning, you know, immediately you have one positive affirmative thought. Just a powerful, remind yourself, I am, because these two words are very powerful. You become what you think and repeat that thought maybe 10 times or 12 times before you even get up from the bed. When you wake up, you say Om Shanti, good morning to Baba, and immediately start thinking, I am a powerful soul, I am a powerful soul, I am a powerful soul. I am Master Almighty Authority. I am Master Almighty Authority. Repeat it about 10 to 12 times. Because it is like, you know, the first thought you give to your mind, you become that for the rest of the day. So this is very, very important. And then thirdly, keep your team positive for the first 4 hours. Team means T-E-A-M. Your thoughts, your emotions, your attitude and your memories. Let it be all positive, beyond this world of gravity. Nothing of this mundane world. Then you are able to have harmony in your body and in your mind. That's very, very important to make myself, prepare myself to enter into the bhakti. Now, the next thing is that every time I sit in meditation, you know, make sure you close all 3 doors. And keep 1 door open. One-way traffic. Don't keep all 4 doors open so that your mind and intellect moving out and in and out and you cannot have any experience. So prepare yourself to enter into deep meditation by closing 3 doors and keeping 1 door open. The 3 doors are consciousness of the body, consciousness of bodily relation, consciousness of worldly objects. You don't need any of those when you are entering into a deep meditation experiences. Whether it's Amrit Vela, half an hour before Murli, or half an hour before the classes, evening meditation, just make sure that there is one-way traffic. Only Baba. The thoughts can only go through to Baba. I need to make sure that this preparation is made. And next is actually, if I really want to dive into the deep experiences, I also need to have an aim. You have to set an aim in your mind, what I want to experience today. Whether I want to experience powers or virtues or relationship, whatever. So fix an aim and then have determination to hold that for that period of time as long as you are seated. And then after the half an hour or 45 minutes or whatever, you check whether your experience was according to the aim that you had fixed. You were satisfied with that experience. If not, you must really talk to yourself. You know, why I could not dive deeper? Where did my mind and intellect go? and then I have to bring it back. You know, this time we have asked Brahmins to keep a chart of remembrance. So every time I sit for remembrance, I should prepare myself to enter into the deep, deep stages. Because if I'm always just sitting, sometimes sleepy, sometimes nodding off, sometimes one mind, intellect wandering, you know, then I would not gather a lot of experience. So this preparation is very, very important, you know. And I think very often Baba says, you should eat Brahma Bhojan in the remembrance of Baba. We hear that in our centers, but we hardly practice. After listening to the Murli, we go to our work and our business and we forget. And here, you have an ample opportunity to experiment with that. You know? So from here, after you finish your class, when you go for walking from here to dining hall, practice something. Especially now, for the Avyakt month, we have this virtue in action. So it's a very, very interesting point for us to practice in action. So if it takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes to walk, don't walk in an ordinary way, but use the virtue for the day in action and see how you can experience that virtue, what Brahma Baba had in his life. You know? So because if I want to learn something, I must put into practice what Baba says. So I would suggest that, you know, after listening to the Murli, when you are walking back to the dining hall, you practice this and try to eat your meals in silence. I don't think we should tell people anymore, keep quiet, keep silence while eating. We should become experienced, because we will not have any better place than in Madhuban to put it into practice. Yeah? So if you want to talk about anything later, but keep a chart of remembrance while eating. Now 3 times at least we eat. So if we can accumulate that time also for remembrance, and also while going up and down, how many times we go up and down. So again, experimenting with that practice, which is very important. You know, and in order to make your day powerful, what I also would like to suggest, I learned from Nirvair Bhai also, immediately after Amrit Vela, don't go to room and sleep. Instead, you take something to read. Yesterday's Murli or some Dadi Janki's class or something motivational that can empower you. So read it for 15 minutes, which is very, very important. Because at that time when we read something spiritual, empowering things, it goes deep into our sanskaras and activate our brain. So we can have very powerful meditation before Murli. Now these are the best practices that you can have while you are in Madhuban to have maximum benefit. And one new thing I also would like to suggest you is journaling. You know, every couple of hours, you start a notebook from today and start writing, not Murli points, but your inside conversations, what your mind is talking, what your intellect is saying, what your heart is feeling, what kind of old sanskara comes and how you talk to it and remove it. Start writing, continuous writing. You should finish your book of journaling before you leave from here. It's very interesting. It's not writing biography, but when you sit down and read it again, you will so much enjoy it and it empowers you. Because anyone who has become a good student, a good leader, a good example, they have done all these things. Keeping silence in the morning, having positive, affirmative thoughts, repeating it 10, 12 times, and also reading something spiritual, writing down something. So 4 to 8, every minute, make use of it in a worthwhile way. And you really find, you look forward for it. Because my own personal experience is, I never sleep after Amrit Vela. And I find you have a lot of time to do many things. You know, in silence, you get many things done very fast also. Because don't forget that you have come to Madhuban for your spiritual rejuvenation. Empowering yourself spiritually for your spiritual progress. So look out all avenues that you can find that can bring you towards your aim, the purpose for which you are here. So that's my suggestion for the first part of the morning. You know, as much as possible. I think we will soon organize some exercises also. 6 to 6.30, Sujata Ben usually comes to conduct. So we will try to incorporate that also in our program. So you will have something physically, also energy, so that you are more alert. And now, every day, you know, the theme for Double Foreigners this time is to Om Shanti. Like for the first 14 years when they were in Pakistan, we were called only Om Mandali, congregation where they chant Om. But the Om chanting was so powerful that people used to let go of their body consciousness and experience bliss. So I think I can repeat this word Om many times in the morning for myself, and you can see the healing effect of that sound Om on your body and mind. And during the day also, whenever you find a little bit of space in between, you try to be that meaning of the word Om, which is I am. So now this time a little bit of transformation. You know, instead of saying, let us become the being. Now this was Brahma Baba's experience. When anyone went in front of Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba did not tell them that you are a soul, not body. But Brahma Baba only looked at them with the vision of the soul. Immediately, they lost their consciousness of the body and they become a soul. And they can stay in that experience for a long period of time. So that is why once who came to Om Mandali, they never went back, because they were able to experience the bliss, the happiness beyond senses, which they have never felt in their family, even though they were very wealthy people. but they did not have this experience. So, coming to the bhakti, you know, retreat in Madhuban this time, Om Mandali Bhatti, is to feel Om. To feel Om. So the sound may not be played all the time, but let us create a wave, you know, a wave, an experience in the atmosphere that anyone who comes in front of me, they become silent. They become to feel the meaning of Om, which is very important. And the important thing also is that when we are in Madhuban, you know, whether we are first timers or many timers, we have to make sure that we are always punctual for all classes. You know, because we have requests, we request people from different places, campus, to come and meet you and share their wisdom with you. And if I'm not on time to the classes, it doesn't show a good impression. And also, after all, that these are the challenges I must give to myself. I would suggest you can be even few minutes before the teacher comes. So be punctual and regular for all the classes, whatever classes happens. And try to absorb some of the experiences shared by the speakers, because we don't get this opportunity in our centers. So many experienced yogis sharing so much of wisdom in the form of jewels and pearls. We won't get this chance. So that is why keep your mind open and try to absorb. There is something to learn from everyone, from everywhere. So don't miss any of the program that is specially designed for your benefit. Because in the next 14 days, you will have a variety of engagements, you know, programs that you will be involved into. But take part actively, not passively. Your body is sitting here, but you are falling asleep. So that is not active participation. I need to participate actively so that I really find something new every time. Every class, every session, you must get up feeling, having aha point today. I got something. I got it. You know, eureka. So that the rest of the time until another class, you can maintain that intoxication. So that is why I would also suggest, don't go and sit at the back just to make your physical presence only, but come and sit in the front seats. Most of the time you are okay, except in the morning class only. And really, you know, with an open mind, listen to the experiences shared by different souls in different classes. And I think some new things are going to happen in the next few days. Sometimes we will have conversations or workshops. Some of you may not have exposed, especially Asians, you know, to have that kind of sessions in your centers. So be honest. Be open-minded. And share, you know, when you are in groups like this evening, we have a session called Conversations. So, when you are asked to share in small groups, participate actively, then you enjoy and learn from each other. The one is to learn from the teacher who is teaching from the stage, but the other is learning from each other through conversations, through workshops, etc. So don't be shy, don't have any fear, don't have hesitation, just open mind, share. So you will learn a lot from that also. And I would also suggest you, because don't wake up too early. Because some souls get up 3 o'clock and then they quickly take bath. And sometimes they don't get hot water immediately, so they are in a hurry. They bathe in cold water itself. And then they come and sit in meditation, they fall asleep. So better you wake up with the 3:30 Amrit Vela song and come to the class at 4 o'clock, 10 to 4, and have quality meditation. 45 minutes, really, really powerful. So that you can enjoy looking forward for Amrit Vela. No, that is my suggestion. And in the afternoon, because some of you are not used to rest, so if you want to really enjoy the evening classes and meditation, you need to have some kind of rest at least for an hour after lunch. Because, you know, we are on the mountain, the altitude is very high, and so the water is heavy, the air is heavy, the food will be heavy, digestion. So if you don't have a little rest, by 6 o'clock, you will already feel exhausted. So even though you don't go to deep sleep, but I would like to suggest that you just even lie down, you know, relax your body instead of running around here and there. I know all of you like to do shopping. Yeah, and we don't mind, you know. But what you do is, just do it one day and finish it. You know, every now and then, if you spend your time going for shopping, your class will be missed, your time will be gone. If you really want to do shopping for your family, for your friends, for your center, so just do it, finish one day. After that, you don't have to think about it. Yeah? Is that okay that way? Instead of going every day. And of course, you know, it's not only the study. So you will be going to Peace Park, you will be going to other places. So enjoy celebration, Christmas celebration, New Year celebration. It's a kind of family, you know, we need to have a balance of everything. But at the same time, I don't lose my attention towards myself. That is very important. Especially those of us who are in Gyan Sarovar, you know, I would just recommend maybe at your own convenient time, once a day you can go to Madhuban, experience the 4 pilgrimage places, you know. So just the feeling of Baba's presence, at least for an hour or so. You can choose your time, but don't miss the class and then you go there. So it will not allow you to experience, you know, you miss out what is being shared. And as I was mentioning, you know, if you cannot understand some of the things that is being explained, so don't keep it in your heart and make your intellect heavy. Talk to some experienced souls and get the right answer. Don't talk to everyone, but some senior teachers around you, and get the correct answer so that you are not confused. Because what we want you to go back from here is totally transformed person. You know? Because you have come to the bhatti, bhatti for 14 days. Dadis had bhatti for 14 years. So you are here for 14 days bhatti. So it is like bhatti in the bhatti. Madhuban itself is bhatti because we are very far from the world. But within that, we are again diving into bhatti. So transformation. So others should be able to see that I went to Madhuban, sacred place, and I have brought total transformation. I am not that person anymore. So it's a time for what I would say, metamorphosis. You know, what is metamorphosis? A caterpillar becoming a butterfly. Say, for example, we all came here as caterpillars. And after being in the cocoon of God, we will go back as butterflies. So, in order for that to happen, I have to surrender myself to Baba totally. My mind, my intellect, my heart, and I enter into God's womb. Then you will be centered. So now today, you are entering, you have entered God's doorway physically, but from today afternoon, you are going to enter into God's womb. You know what it means? Surrender myself totally to God. Just like the caterpillar surrenders itself to the nature. It doesn't do anything. And stay there, disappear. So you also feel for the next 2 weeks you are here, you have disappeared from this world. You are in God's womb and let Baba sustain you with His relationship with His non-physical foods in the form of qualities. When a baby is in the womb of the mother, what does the baby do? Nothing. Whatever mother eats, that will have an effect on baby's body, isn't it? That is why they give so much of precaution. You should not eat this, you should not drink this, it will affect the baby. So all that I need to do is just surrender. And let Baba take care of you. So in that way, you will emerge totally transformed. Is that okay? First enter and then center. Make your stage the center of your stage, of your stay here in Madhuban. No matter what, don't allow your stage to fluctuate. You understand? No matter what, whatever anybody says, whatever is you hear, it should not make my stage fluctuate. I make my stage the center point of my stay in Madhuban this time. So that means you take care of your stage. That's all. The rest, Baba will do it. Because sometimes we are so sensitive, for every little thing, we lose our stage. And to get back into the stage again is not a joke. It takes a lot of time and energy. So, be in the elevated stage. Elevated stage is the seat of self-respect. as you walk, as you talk, as you eat, your stage should create an atmosphere. And my stage is always connected with my awareness. What I am thinking, my awareness determines my stage. My stage will create my attitude. So try to work on maintaining one particular stage constantly. Powerful stage, unshakable stage, unlimited stage, so that my feet of intellect is lifted beyond anything of the world. So because, you know, sometimes we forget the purpose for which we are here. And I'm sure all of you have come with some aim in your mind. What I want to get from Madhuban. If you have not come with that aim, you can even create one today. Because your journey begins from today for the next 14 days. And you will have variety of ingredients, variety of input. And I would also like to suggest you to note down every night what you learned today. What is my learning? First, through observation, because sometimes we learn a lot outside the classroom. Yeah? So what I learned today by observing. Secondly, what I learned today by listening to the classes. What new point, what new knowledge I got today. And thirdly, learning from my experience. What newness I had in my experience today. And fourthly, through reading. If you have more time, you can go to the library also here. There are lots of books and Murlis, so you can also read. Through reading, through experience, through listening, through observation. So if you, before you go to bed, definitely write it down. So then, you know, you will accumulate so much of wealth as you return to your place. You may not realize. And definitely write a letter to Baba before you sleep. You know, tell Baba everything that has happened. Put the letter in letterbox. Go to Baba's room, not in your bedroom, because sometimes it may not be cozy, you know, because some people may go to bed early, some people may go late, so we cannot disturb others. So go to Baba's room after your dinner, sit in Baba's room, write a letter to Baba, put in letterbox. And then you will sleep, not on the bed, but in Baba's lap. And then when you wake up, you will only see Baba. So in that way, every day becomes a memorial. Every day I can look forward to get something special. So newness at every step. Because this is what, you know, they did for 14 years in Pakistan. They had a proper routine. Of course, Mama Baba was with them. That is, now also Baba is with us in a subtle form. I can experience Baba anytime when I lift my consciousness beyond the gross consciousness. Now, sometimes we ask people, how far is Baba? They say 1 second. How far is the subtle region? 1 second. The moment you lift your consciousness beyond this body, you are in the subtle consciousness. And Baba is there. So you can be with him, talk to him as long as you want. So whatever experience you wanted to have in Brahmin life, you can collect it when you are here. And if you want to have any additional special program other than what is designed for you, you can write it and give it to one of us and we can see how we can incorporate. Is that okay? Anything you want to share? Addition? Any clarification? Speak, speak. Especially first timers. Of course, first timers are always anxious when there is going to be ring ceremony. Before they come only, they are already anxious to get that engagement sign from Madhuban. Of course, we will let you know when it is going to be, but prepare yourself. Everything will be announced. And of course, from 25th onwards, we will have 4 varieties of programs happening in this campus. General class, then children's retreat. All the children will go for children's retreat. Parents will have their separate session. And youth will have their separate session. And the rest of the double foreigners. So you can imagine the atmosphere of this campus, how powerful it will be. So whichever group you are responsible, you be there on time and take the benefit. So the parents who have come, go to parents' retreat. Registration will start tomorrow, I think, sometimes. Those children who have come for children's retreat, they go to the children's retreat. And the rest of you for the general program. So there will be morning Amrit Vela combined, Murli combined, and after Murli only we go to separate sessions. So Dadi Janki will be with us sometimes on and off. Some seniors also will be joining. So we just enjoy. You know, we have just a thought and it will be materialized. This is the magic of this land. You don't even have to speak. You just create a thought in your mind and somebody will come to tell you it has already happened. No? So I don't need to have. If it is pure desire, it will happen. So in that way, you will go back with the wealth of experience, being angel, double light, to celebrate the rest of the year 2018. Yes? Any question? Yes? Say? No question? How many of you are from Sri Lanka? Raise your hand. Tamil speaking? Okay. Okay. And which other countries? Malaysia, how many? More are coming, not all are here. Okay. And Japan, I see. Few souls. Yeah. So we really appreciate those who have come for the first time. And of course, as we know that according to drama, you know, whatever happens, we are open. We should have a powerful thought to invoke Bap Dada on the 31st. And yeah, we, of course, Baba is with us all the time. Have a powerful thought and then leave it to drama. So when we have the pure desire, Baba will make it happen. Right? So you all have come to celebrate New Year with Baba. And I'm sure Baba is watching and hearing our pure desires. So, he must fulfill it. Okay? Anything else you want to ask? Is everybody's health okay? And your accommodation okay? All of you are happy with your accommodation? Yeah? Yeah? You want to say something? No need for thanks actually. It's a great pleasure to be with all of you and share some thoughts how to take the maximum benefit when you are here, so that, you know, you feel you have earned more than what you have spent for your ticket. Right? That should be the feeling. I have earned much more than what I have spent. So then you feel very rich. Because this earning is imperishable. It cannot be lost. It will be with us all the time. Yeah? So I wish you all a wonderful, powerful stay in Madhuban. All are Madhuban, even though Gyan Sarovar, but it's all part of Madhuban only, extension. And I congratulate you for taking the initiative to make effort to come all the way from your countries. Baba says double foreigners are decorations of Baba's home. Children are decorations, lamp of home, but double foreigners are decorations of Baba's home. So enjoy your stay, be happy, be cheerful, keep smiling. Don't be too serious. If you are introvert, if you are practicing meditation, you can smile. Even though you don't know language, you can smile. Smile is a universal language. You can be cheerful. You can be happy. You can communicate with each other in silence with smile on the face. So that's why all the Bharatvasis, those who don't know language, by seeing you smiling, they will smile at you and you get the return of your meeting. So enjoy your stay. Be light. Be happy. But take care of your health. Eat the food that is only suitable for you, so you don't need to get sick. Okay? Om Shanti.